Chelsea Green owes me $10. I know I've been saying this for years now online, and I certainly have a lot of supporters in that regard. She has certainly not denied it, even though she refuses to pay me. But, you know, a lot of times people think, it's a wrestling angle. It's a thing. No, this is a real thing that happened a number of years ago, and I feel like you all deserve to know about it now in full. So, years and years ago, Impact Wrestling, was right when it got taken over by Anthem Sports and Entertainment. I don't know if they do entertainment or just sports. However long ago that was, they had just taken over, and they were set to do some tapings in Ottawa, Ontario, but like right on the border of like Ottawa and Quebec, which was just weird. The stop signs don't look normal. It's a whole thing. Anyway, they had invited me, since I live relatively close, for the whole week to do. They had like a week, and I say a week, I mean 4 or 5 days, but you know, a day on either end, that's 6 days. So they had invited me out for a whole week. I was like, all right, let's go do this. That's perhaps a story for another day. But like the day before I was supposed to go out there, they were like, Ashley, don't worry about it. We only need you for the last day. So all the days that you were supposed to come, probably don't have anything for you, but definitely on the last day. So if you want to just, you know, hang back and only come for the one day, I had already made plans. I was not going alone. It was a thing that you can't really, you know, it was just too late notice. Everything was booked. So I'm like, you know what? I will just come and I will just, you know, check in. If there's something for me to do since I'm already there, great. If not, whatever. And then I'll go do work. I'll roam the streets of Ottawa. Maybe I'll come up with a tap dancing routine and make a few dollars on the main rue there, which is French. And so I'm there. All these wonderful people are there. Delightful people, the crew and the roster, bunch of people I know. And one person I did not know was a woman who at that time was wrestling under the name Laurel Van Ness. And I think she was doing her wacky bride thing. And, oh, I'm a bride, but I'm angry and I can't put on my makeup. That whole routine. And she was a nice enough person. This was long before Matt Cardona, so I want to make it clear that that he shares none of the blame in this scenario. Nice enough human being. Everyone's getting along swimmingly. And what I would do is, you know, in the afternoon, you have to go in, you check in, you're like, hey, everybody, and if there's anything you need me to do, and they're like, no. And then I would, like, go to a coffee shop. I think I was writing a pilot for something at the time, so I was like, great, I can go work on this, and I can go work out, and I can, you know, whatever. I can go live my life. This is not a big deal. And then I would check in the afternoon, you know, eat their catering, go do some work, check back in for dinner, eat their catering, and then leave. Pretty good deal. I think I was making my money back in food, which is important. No cops there. So that's a big note for the Impact management. Anyway, I would also, you know, when you're at these shows, when you're wrestling at the shows, you're kind of stuck there all day. You're supposed to film a thing. You're waiting for them to film the thing. And all of a sudden, hours go by and you haven't eaten, or there's things you need to get, and you know, whatever. So invariably, I would be nice enough, be considerate enough, because at one time I was a wrestler too. I would say, if any, you know, anybody needs anything, if I'm going to get coffee, do you want a snack, do you want, you know, whatever. And, you know, sometimes people would, sure, I'll have Pepper Parks and say, oh, I'd have a coffee or something. And I was going to Whole Foods on that particular occasion. Why? I don't know. Maybe because I wasn't thrilled with the catering. So maybe this is the fault of Impact Management after all. Nevertheless, I said, I'm going to Whole Foods. Does anyone need any? And this woman named Chelsea Green raised her hand. We did not have favor rapport. Let me make that clear. And she said, I need to wash my gear. I haven't been able to wash it. We have to wash it in the sink. There's no laundry machine. It was a whole thing. Can you get me some detergent? And I said, well, I'm going to Whole Foods. And she said, well, there's got to be some sort of detergent. And I said, yeah, well, I go, okay, fine. So I go to Whole Foods. Needless to say, there is detergent, but Whole Foods being Whole Foods, it's not that cheap. It's like $10, like the smallest one. That was the Whole Foods Whole Foods is weird where, like, their in-house brand will be more expensive than the other. Anyway, I got it for her. She seemed very appreciative. And then she said to me, let me pay you back. What is your Cash App, Venmo, this kind of thing? And I said, I don't have one. Because I don't. And I don't. The whole thing is weird. And I paid for it in cash. And I want more money in my wallet. Because that's what I lost. You know what I'm saying? He said, okay. Well, she said, no big deal. I will get you a drink when we all go out that night. And I said, okay, fair enough. You're on. Me not being a drinker, I'm already at a loss. Because I don't drink that much. And I certainly don't want a $10 drink. Nevertheless, I wanted to be, you know, repaid for this loss that I've incurred. So I said, okay, fine, you're on. I'll pretend to drink, basically, just so you'll give me my money back. Not that I will have more money in my wallet, but nevertheless, whatever. So that night, it was the last night of the tapings, I believe, and we went out to, at first I thought it was Boston Pizza, but my research has led me to realize it was a Jack Astor's in Ottawa. It was right across the street from the pavilion where they were taping the show. And the whole roster and the crew and, you know, everybody having a good time, that kind of thing. Big table, and they roll out the, you know, they have that paper on top of the table, and their waiters write their name upside down. It's a whole routine. We go there. And we're having a great time. Everyone is yucking it up. And I was not yucking because I had something on my mind. I was sitting across the table and like two down from Chelsea. Certainly close enough to have conversations and to make eye contact. And, you know, since I'm not the offering party, I'm the accepting party, it's wrong of me to remind her that she said she was gonna get me a drink. You would think someone so nice that they went to Whole Foods, they got detergent for you. It wasn't cheap. Came back, took you up on your secondary offer. You would at least, you know, make it a point to be the initiator in that circumstance. And I sat across from her for at least an hour and a half, coloring on this table like a moron, waiting for her to get me this drink. And drinks were ordered, certainly. Food was ordered, appetizers, all that kind of thing. And then the bills came. And they said, yeah, we'll all do separate bills. So I got this little piece of shit receipt with what I had ordered. I didn't order any drinks because I'm not the one paying for them. And I'm already at a loss. I'm already down $10. I didn't want to risk it. She wasn't offering anything. And I stared at her, and I stared at her, and I watched her pay her bill. And then I watched her get up and leave. And in that moment, I realized she made a mistake that there is no way she could have known the gravity of it, the length, the depth, the breadth of it, because she simply did not know who she was dealing with. Had she just spent, a smidge more time with me, she would have understood that this is not a person that you want to owe money to, because he will not stop bringing it up. And I did not stop bringing it up. And I think the next time I saw her was at a wedding years later. She was then with Matt, who, let me say, lovely gentleman, great guy, fun fella, life of the party, should run for mayor. He's such an affable, decent human being. And I have no doubt in my mind, if he was there in that situation, he would be the one personally paying. But he was not there. It was her. And so I often say, because he does try to get involved in the situation, I say, Matt, stay clear. This does not involve you. This was before your time. This is between me and Chelsea. And she is going to have to learn. And she has learned that when I grudge, I begrudge. And I hold on to it very tightly. And I hold on to it for a very long time. And it went from a detergent into $10 into a Cash App, which I still don't have, quite frankly, into a drink. And then when she denied to offer me the drink, I said, no, you know what? This woman owes me the $10. And after that wedding, I brought it up to her at the wedding. I said, you know, by the way, you still owe me the $10. She went, and then she left. And that's when I started tweeting her. And one day, I hope years from now, I'm able to come to terms with the entire situation and the weight that I've been carrying around, and that I'm able to release it and finally make peace with Chelsea and, more importantly, myself. But I also hope she pays me back too. This has been more content with RJ City.